all once again to Nerds on the Rocks, episode 193. This week I am joined by Justin.
Hi.
By James.
When Captain America throws his mighty shield.
God, you ruin everything.
I make everything better.
I don't know about that. A very obscure reference to me. I don't even know if many people know that song.
I don't even know what that means.
It's from his 60s cartoon series.
That's awful.
Probably only know it from people making jokes about it in YouTube videos.
Yeah, so basically no one knows about it.
Well, I know
enough people know about it.
And we have
Aquaman powers activate.
That was an accident.
That's what he says, right?
Yes, yeah, that's exactly what he says.
All right, and then he like throws his fist in the air and it detaches and punches some guy in the face.
Yeah,
I watched a lot of Aquaman growing up.
Got it.
Wow.
You've got a shark.
I think you've watched Power Rangers and got that.
It can be both.
Wait, what? That was, you're telling me that wasn't Aquaman? Aquaman has zords, right?
No.
Yeah, Aquaman a shark zoid.
The shark zoid.
That is an actual.
Someone who never watched Power Rangers, I'm assuming they probably had a shark robot.
Oh, they did.
Someone who watched Zoids, I think they had a shark robot.
Pretty sure they did with Zoids. I know they did with Power Rangers. That was a Wild Force.
Yeah. I don't know which series, but I know they had a shark one.
I think they had a shark twice. I think they had one in Ninja Storm, too. Anyway.
Okay, Justin's showing us that he's a huge Power Ranger nerd.
Are you surprised?
Anyhow, we aren't talking about Power Rangers this week, though that will eventually come when the roommate comes out.
Yes.
We were originally scheduled to talk about Halloween this week, just kind of general.
It's a holiday.
It is a holiday.
It's a pretty fun one.
Fun one.
It's good murder
but
holiday.
As you know, the best paid fans of Mice and Men often go awry. And for this week, a good reason, Marvel decided to hold a press event, a fan event, this morning, and announce the next 5 years of movies. So, like we did with DC 2 weeks ago, we're here to talk about Marvel's slate of films up until 2019, I think that goes to.
Yes, I have the complete list and dates right now.
So basically, there's 1 year after that we don't know what Marvel's doing, that we know what DC's doing.
Right. 2020 is, I think 2020 is the only outlier for them right now.
Yes. And I think partially because they work differently. They work in batches, or as they call it, phase.
You mean Cumber batches?
And this is
topical joke.
Maybe.
Yes, we'll get to that in a bit, because we did get casting news as well. Well, a casting news.
All right.
So just to get this out of the way.
Casting newses.
Just to get this out of the way, because I don't think it's part of... I don't think they declared it part of Phase 3, which I guess puts it in Phase 2. Ant-Man is still scheduled to come out next summer.
Yep.
Yeah, I think they basically, by making all that other stuff Phase 3 stuff, they effectively confirmed that Ant-Man is part of Phase 2.
Oh, yeah. They went on record saying it's the end of Phase 2.
Well, yeah, I mean... Cause
which sucks is a pretty shitty way to end.
Well, I don't think it's the end. I think Avengers is the end of Phase 2. I think they just don't care about Ant-Man. They're just putting it out there.
Does anyone care about Ant-Man, though?
Which is what I was going to say. I think
Edgar Wright, yeah. But then they took away from him.
Okay, does anyone who's actually working on Ant-Man care about Ant-Man?
Well, I'm sure people working on it probably still care to a certain degree. But yeah, I feel like it's one of those movies that they just feel obligated to do because it was already in the process. That said, Ant-Man, out of the way, whatever.
Yeah,
I would guess that basically its connection to the larger Marvel Universe is basically dependent on how well it does.
Oh, yeah,
so
totally.
If it ends up like Guardians, where it's like a massive surprise success, it'll end up tied in a bit more. Whereas if it doesn't do so well, then it'll just be like, okay, this was its own thing, it doesn't really matter. Like, it was always, like, I got the impression that it was always meant to be, but taken off anyway. I mean, you're not hiring a director as distinct and... like solitary himself as Edgar Wright in the first place. If you're gonna just make it a cog in the machine, and
well, I think it seems like even
with him not part of the decision making, it's still at the point where it's probably more so disconnected from everything else.
I think it was written off because it was originally supposed to be a Phase 1 movie, and I think once it just kind of realized they didn't know what he was going to do with it, they probably just realized we're just going to put this movie out, and it's not going to necessarily be related to any of the time. Which I actually think is a good thing. I mean, it's one of the things that I think benefited Guardians of the Galaxy not being related to. Hey, Guardians of the Galaxy could take place during any part of Phase 1 or Phase 2, and we wouldn't know. That said,
hold on. I want to show you a tweet. I want to take you guys a Twitter conversation that I had with my friend a couple hours ago when I told her about Ant-Man. So she's like, I thought that would be too stupid, Talking Raccoon and Tree Man. But the names weren't literally what they were. Does it play on the fact that ants can grow however many times their body weight, so he's super strong, possibly? How does he even do anything, Jesus?
Yeah, Ant-Man's a weird one. I mean, I'm sure people go out to see it. I don't imagine it's... I mean, again, you know, the Marvel has proven us wrong time and time again. I don't necessarily see Ant-Man becoming like this cult classic that has some type of, you know, word-of-mouth movement like Guardians of the Galaxy does. It doesn't have that team vibe. We shall see, but, you know, enough about Ant-Man. We knew it existed. There are a ton of other movies to talk about.
Yes.
So phase
first,
three.
First up, we have Captain America, The Serpent Society on May 6, 2016.
Fuck yes. Captain America's going to team up with Bucky and Falcon, fight a bunch of snake-faced enemies. I am in.
So stick with me on this, okay? So, like, you know how Iron Man restarted with that blue song by whatever that man is? I think that...
ACDC?
The 1990s?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So then I think that this Serpent Society should start off with Anaconda by Nicki Minaj.
And be set 10 years in the future? 20 years in the future?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm totally all for that. But before Serpent Society comes out, Captain America Civil War comes out on May 6, 2016.
Yeah, I didn't get the point
of
that. I didn't get the point of that. I guess it was a little fun, but it's like, why?
I think it's supposed to be like, haha, what a clever joke. I feel like it would have been better if they hadn't been hinting at Civil War and like the rumors in casting news.
Yeah, I think that they should. I mean, if they've done that, they should have just kept the joke going beyond the event. Because like, it's one thing if it was a joke that they kind of kept going, but it's like, okay, we were joking 10 minutes ago. It's like, you didn't even get time to sink in because they had so many announcements. But yes, this is Civil War. And I'm going to say this with a couple of other ones down the road as well. It's like, a lot of these are going to use the names of the comic books, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're anything close to being an adaptation of them.
Yeah, which is, I know people are upset because, like, this won't include Spider-Man, which is important, but I don't, it's going to be interesting how they handle this with the upcoming movies before they do this one.
Yes, the problem with making a direct adaptation of Civil War, besides missing a lot of the characters, is that Civil War is a good idea for a storyline,
mm-hmm.
but the actual storyline is not good at all.
It's more about the characters themselves than how it's actually written in the fallout, and that's why I think that I really hope that rumor about Sony like lending them Spider-Man, quote-unquote, turns out to be true. So
I don't think it is, because
I feel like
it would have been something they would have announced here.
Possibly, but you never know. But I feel like, I think he should be in there, because like of the people included in this war, he's the one who only faces consequences for his actions.
Yeah, I just feel like, especially being that they laid out the plans for so many years in the future, I feel like if Spider-Man was going to be... It would have, especially being that it is kind of already heavy with having Iron Man and Captain America, and as we learned, and we'll get to in a bit, it also has Black Panther in it.
Mm-hmm.
T'Challa.
What's his name?
Isn't it T'Challa?
T'Challa.
T'Challa, whatever.
Remember The Ridger?
You know what? We're not going to this again. Anyhow, and this will also make up for the fact that there is no Iron Man solo film in Phase 3.
Oh, no.
Yes, and from what I've heard from people who work in the films industry, like, it was this one that was the reason, was sort of the contract dispute they were trying to get through to present their Comic-Con presentation. Like, for what I'm hearing, they basically wanted to announce all of this back at Comic-Con,
mm-hmm.
but the deal to get Robert Downey Jr. signed up for another movie didn't go through, since, like, his contract, as it stood before,
was
only had
Marvel
him left
films.
For... Yeah, it only
and
had
all,
him
and
left
only the,
for
only
Avengers,
the Avengers
2 and 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they had to negotiate a deal to sign him on for another one, and that was the reason that they weren't able to announce all this back at Comic-Con.
Well, I imagine that would hold up two movies, as we'll get to in a bit.
I imagine that splitting. Well, we'll get to that later.
Yes.
But once May is done, November 4th, 2016, Doctor Strange.
Neat.
With
directed by Scott Derrickson.
Yes.
He does Insidious,
right?
Yeah, I think he did the first Insidious. I'll look it up. Because like, I know he did Deliverance from Evil earlier this year, and he did The Exorcism of Emily Rose, and yeah, the first Sinister.
Okay, Sinister, that's the one I'm thinking of. Sorry. And starring in the role of Dr. Stephen Strange is...
Nobody.
Drumroll, please.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes, Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh. Yep.
It's actually Breadbox Cornrows.
Well, it's officially not anybody, even though it's...
Everybody's reporting that Benedict Cumberbatch actually is.
Yeah, but they didn't
announce... Basically, there's a good chance it's him, but they haven't signed him on yet.
They said he's in... Well, Variety said that he's, like, in final negotiations.
I assume it's pretty much all a done deal, but so was Joaquin Phoenix at San Diego, so
yeah.
We'll see.
I really hope that it's anyone but him.
I don't get Doctor Strange, we'll see. It's not a character I care for. I mean, maybe because my experience with him is limited.
Yeah.
I was going to say the only good thing is he introduces magic, but that's technically Scarlet Witch in Avengers.
Yeah. Well, he'll introduce, you know, more magic. And maybe he'll tie into one of the other upcoming movies we'll talk about.
Entities. He'll bring those in.
He'll bring the fire guy.
Dormammu?
Yeah, that one.
Okay. Then Guardians of the Galaxy 2
got pushed from July 28th to May 5th, 2017.
I like the way they wrote that on the thing.
I hope that's the official poster for the movie.
Right? That's pretty good, actually.
Yep. And that can be like the actual title card.
It's funny because everything else has official graphics. I do think that's official something.
Yeah. It probably will end up being official, like the cover art for the soundtrack or something.
Well, I imagine they probably don't, because a lot of these other films have, like, tags or subtitles. I assume they haven't thought of one yet.
Probably not.
I imagine, because, I mean, this got bumped up.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Guardian Harder.
Yeah, I think...
Guardians
of the Galaxy to do well. I don't think they expected to do as well as it did, which is why it got bumped up to their prime, like, first summer blockbuster shot that they have... Right. And then following that, we get Thor Ragnarok.
Does someone want to give me like a one paragraph summary of who Black Panther is?
We'll get there in a second.
Okay.
Thor Ragnarok is July 28th, 2017.
Which
and
is Thor, which I'm super
Ragnarok?
Excited for. It's the end of
okay.
The
movie. Okay, yeah, Ragnarok is basically the Norse apocalypse where everything gets wiped up with water and ocean. Basically going to be sort of the Winter Soldier equivalent that's going to end up with a bunch of major status quo changes for the whole universe.
Yeah,
so
this and Civil War are said to like.
Did we already explain what Doctor Strange does, or did we just say to Benedict Cumberbatch?
He's a wizard who fights like Lovecraftian horror type entities.
Basically,
the enemies have like tentacles and stuff.
And he's supposed to be super handsome, which is why it's even more weird that Benedict Cumberbatch is supposed to be playing him, allegedly.
To be fair, a lot of people
he has a kind of funny face.
Handsome.
Yeah,
but he's not traditional handsome.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
I can see that.
A lot of people think that, you know, electric cars are the way of the future, but they're not entirely proven right yet.
So
does anybody else notice how small the Marvel logo is in all these pictures?
Yeah.
It's
almost non-existent in some of these.
Yeah, they don't really need
right?
any.
They're like kind of, I don't know, I think it's funny.
Yeah, they don't.
I expect it to be bigger on Doctor Strange, maybe. Doctor Strange sounds like if you don't know anything about Doctor Strange, that sounds like a pretty terrible name for a movie.
I mean, to be fair, you have to imagine that these announcements, the way it was made, the way it's presented, the way it was basically for comic fans. A lot of people don't care about this stuff 3-4 years out. We're the ones who sat at our computers at 2 p.m.
I got nothing done at work.
I don't know anything
done today.
They should stop making these announcements in the middle of the week, because once it happens, I'm pretty much useless at work.
Yeah, productivity is just like just plummets down to nothing.
Yeah. But yes, Thor Ragnarok.
Yes.
I am not excited for a third Thor movie, because it's my least favorite of the Marvel brand so far.
Yeah,
I actually kind of like the first one.
I like one a lot.
Two felt like
fun.
A good Star Wars movie.
Wow.
It did. Did you watch 2? 2 felt like a better Star Wars movie than episodes 1 through 3.
Well, to be fair, most things are a better Star Wars movie than episodes 1 through
5. Yes, true.
I honestly can't remember what the hell happened in 2.
They attack the city, and then there's like they're like starfighter fights basically going on in the city.
Yeah, I think I know 2 was one with a really problematic production. Like they fired the original director before filming started, and I think the producers basically took the movie away from the director in order to finish editing it.
I think that was 2. It was a bunch of things.
I haven't not liked a Marvel movie since Captain America 1. So
I.
Anyway.
I think a lot of them are passable. Like I don't hate. Well, I hate Iron Man 2.
Okay. I liked Iron Man 3 more than the average comic fan did because I didn't care about the twist.
I think the twist is really good, and I also really like Iron Man 3.
I really liked Iron Man 3.
Okay.
I think it's okay. I think a lot of them to me are just kind of like passable. Like they're enjoyable in the moment, but they don't really. I like to think of them as like fast food.
Fast food movie. I think you've used that analogy in this podcast before.
They're great.
Yeah, he's done it like 3 times.
We've had this
conversation.
Because they are.
That is the way most blockbusters are. It's like every once in a while you get the rare exception of one that'll aim to do something smarter. Usually it's directed by Christopher Nolan, but for the most part, most blockbusters are.
I mean, I wouldn't tell you. So
You go to have a bunch of simple but sympathetic characters go and engage in some jolly cooperative adventures.
Otherwise known as good movies and not artistic hippie bullshit.
Anyway, moving on. So, November 3rd, 2017, we have Black Panther.
Woohoo! The movie about the civil rights movement, obviously.
God damn it. So, Sam, to answer your question, Black
That's
Panther...
That's why you need the word Marvel in front of that title. The Marvel needs to be a lot bigger in front of the Black Panther movie.
Because otherwise, or let's be honest, no matter what, Fox News is going to throw a fit about this movie.
Oh my god. I saw this fantastic tweet.
White people wouldn't go see it. Never mind.
Do you guys see this thing that I retweeted about like 20 minutes ago where this one was like, oh, so when's KKK Man going to be next? About the, So that happened.
So it's already getting out of hand. That's good.
Sam, to answer.
I do feel like the name Black Panther is actually going to hurt that movie a little bit.
Probably. But there's
It's his name. I mean, like, they could do DC and just call him Panther, but that's just weird.
Right. but to answer your question, he's basically Batman in control of his own country.
I think everybody. People describe.
That's the best way to put it, though. Also,
basically, Batman is like half of the superheroes out there.
That's the same way people describe Moon Knight. It's like he's.
And Arrow. Arrow is literally basically Batman.
Batman with a jaunty cap.
Question.
Does he have a jaunty cap or a goatee in the TV show?
No.
Need to watch the show yet. I'll watch the show if they add a jaunty cap and a goatee.
They won't do that. Well, they
I realize
well,
that's
they had
extraordinarily
go,
shallow
they,
reason to not watch
that,
the show.
I think the first episode.
I think the hood makes more sense than the cap to hide his secret identity.
Mm-hmm. That's so before. Secret identity.
It's better than
that's,
a cap.
That's different.
Anyway.
He shows his entire face to everybody he talks to.
Anyway.
Like, I love how they gave up on the idea, because in the first few episodes, his face would kind of be in the shadow or be facing away, and now they've just completely gone away from that, and he is, like, fully in the light, face visible to whoever he's talking to.
Well,
still don't recognize him.
To be fair, he has a mask now.
Oh, yeah, a mask. Oh, man.
Anyhow, this is about...
Anyway.
Yeah,
so they said that the Black Panther will be played by Chadwick Boseman, however you say that. Who was Jackie Robinson in 14?
I was kind of being serious. I assumed the Black Panther would be a black superhero.
It is
yeah,
a black yeah. superhero.
Which
is
I think at some point out that it also means it's the first Marvel superhero that's not American, at least in terms of film leading ones.
As far as
not actors, right? Because
no, as far as
the Earthbound superhero characters.
I think most Marvel superheroes have actually been not American.
Yes,
the actors.
Just be Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, I think.
And I guess Black Widow, if you count that, be a Cap, Iron Man.
Oh, I guess that's true.
Okay. Hulk. I guess. I don't know.
Yeah,
depends
I don't
on
know.
Who.
You... Actually, I don't know where Mark Ruffalo is from.
I was going to say, it also depends on if you count Edward Norton.
No one counts Edward Norton.
I actually like the Incredible Hulk movie.
No,
I'm in the minority with that one.
I like
it. It's all right.
I think there's a lot of good stuff.
Who is the actor that Joe just said for Black Panther? Is
Chadwick Boseman?
Okay. Yeah. I would not have guessed that he's a black guy based on his name. But
I didn't know we had black names. Did you expect this, Sean?
So, in May 4th, 2018, we have...
I looked up Charlie Bozeman, and I got, like, a gangster from 1940, so...
On May 4th, 2018...
Holy shit, I want a 1940s Black Panther movie where he just fights... That's the plot of the movie. Like, he gets time shot to the past and has to fight old-timey gangsters and racism.
Shit. Did you guys... Wait, Earl, did you see his costume?
The concept art?
On my link, yeah. I pictured this actor.
Just type in, like, 42 movie. But yeah, you seen the concept art for his costume?
Yes, I thought that was interesting. That
actually does look pretty. It looks pretty cool.
Oh yeah, it's a very simple. I think it's an easy costume to translate. I mean, it's really all.
Like,
he's basically Batman in the costume.
That's never been the issue. Although I do wonder if they'll ever give him the cape at some point.
Nobody wears a cape. I guess we'll see with Doctor Strange.
Yeah, there's that too.
I think Thor's the only one
who
wears a cape.
Oh, yeah, he does have a cape. The magic cape that appears out of nowhere in Thor 2 during that one scene.
See, you say that like capes just showing up are a bad thing. Like, I am very much pro-cape. Hell, I wish Thor wore his hat more, so...
Well, not that...
His helmet is stupid.
No, I mean...
Exactly, that's why
everybody's hat is stupid. All superheroes have stupid hats.
You have a stupid hat.
Exactly, that's why everyone should wear them.
Anyway,
the Avengers did the Hobbit thing.
Yeah, so May 4th, 2018, there is the Avengers Infinity War Part Uno.
That's so
good. I think I know why they are doing it, and it basically comes down to the same reason that they had to hold back announcing all this contract stuff.
Money.
One at a time.
It is partially money, but not just the making money. Also in terms of not spending, because everyone's contract, all the like early contracts for people like your Thor, Chris Hemsworth, and Chris Evans, they're all running out of number of movies that they signed on to be paid for. Mm-hmm. So they're thinking, all right, we want what?
That's not legal, right? You can't sign on for 3 movies and be like, whoa. It's part 1 and 2 of the third movie.
That's why
a lot of the big names aren't going to be showing up in part 1 because they're using their contract for the second.
That's the rumor.
That seems to be the reason. I mean, considering they had to pay Robert Downey Jr. I think $50 million just for the first Avengers or the first Avengers movie, they understand that it's getting really expensive to pay for these people who have been around a while. So the current running assumption is that one of Infinity War is going to have maybe like Cap and some of the smaller characters, so like your Black Panther, your Doctor Strange.
Yeah, that's the rumor.
And then
the
second part will have literally everyone in there.
Including
I was surprised
Guardians.
That the trailer from the new Avengers came out and that it was all the same Avengers as the old Avengers. Like, I thought the whole point of the Avengers was they're going to change up the cast every movie.
That's what they're doing.
No.
But they didn't. Not for Avengers 2, right?
They're adding two new characters. And the
they showed them in the trailer?
They did.
They were in the trailer.
Who?
Okay, I mean...
We'll get into that later. The other rumor is that they're going to like split the Avengers up into two teams, which might also play into Infinity War 1.
Right. I assumed Infinity War was the whole Hunger Games, Harry Potter thing.
Basically kind of what it is. I assume it's the end game for Thanos, and they said the end game for this phase. My beef is I don't necessarily mind it. I'm concerned about the two movies in between it. Because I don't want them to kind of feel like stop gaps or like, we had this huge cliffhanger, so we're just going to take you back 5 minutes and show you it from another perspective.
That could be a problem. The first movie that he's talking about is Captain Marvel, July 6th.
Quick little aside, I still think it's funny, like, that right now they're having problems with the Avengers not showing up in other movies. I can't imagine what it's going to be like with 900 superheroes. You're like, no, all of them was busy with this whole world-ending plot.
Yeah, Hawkeye got stuck in, like, a super long Star Wars line.
Right?
Hawkeye makes sense. I mean, he's not really that useful in general.
My ultimate excuse is it doesn't matter because they're not part of this movie, so don't worry about it. It's like, why weren't they helping out Shield? They were busy doing other things.
I don't get why people are so concerned.
What they could do is they could set all of them at the same time.
I heard a rumor that Thor 2 and Cap 2 were basically set around the same time, and that's why they weren't able. Like, I don't know if it was official, but that was what I heard.
I think that's what it was too. It's like, they were set roughly around the same.
Count Dooku's a good guy.
I mean, to be fair, it's also kind of Marvel's fault because they keep trying to expand it away in the films. Like Thor 2, they already mentioned that. Huh?
They don't really explain
no,
it that much.
That's what I mean. It's like once you bring it up, that's when you draw attention to it. That's when people question it. Because throughout two, they're like, oh, we tried to contact S.H.I.E.L.D. and nobody's picking up our calls. It's like, oh, so none of the Avengers see this now because you are trying to make this call. And I think Iron Man 3 is literally him going on TV saying, this is personal. I just want to do this on my own.
Yeah, I mean, you figure the Winter Soldier, either A, I think Tony might have been retired from Iron Man at that point after the events of Iron Man 3, at least temporarily, or you figure since he knows that he can't trust anyone at this point, he's like, oh shit, S.H.I.E.L.D. is betraying me, I can't really trust anyone, especially when Fury had just told him that Stark helped build the technology of their new helicarrier.
Probably Stark, but call up Thor. I mean, Thor.
Well, I mean, okay, but how easy
call up Thor?
How easy do you think
it is to call? I don't know, Jane does.
No, he comes to her. He watches her.
She wanted to contact you.
Well,
let's
clarify that.
Anomalies to go find my shirtless guy.
Yeah, it's not like Steve could just be like, oh, hey, Thor, I need you. Like, send a quick game invite on Xbox or something.
Join
my party.
We will see in Avengers 2 because it's like they're buddy-buddies hanging out in Tony's penthouse and chopping wood together.
Because they're all independent now.
It will be to see them Ultron. I just want to see these characters. Like, I almost would pay a full price ticket just to see the characters just hang out for 2 hours. And then at the end, they're all like, oh, yeah, we have to fight Ultron. Then they have a cool action scene.
It needs to go part Incredibles route and then part, like, every superhero divides off and starts their own, mercenary faction for heroing, and then they start paying people to be heroes. And so they all form their own, company, basically.
Question.
So each hero is their own corporation.
Question. Do we let Nick Fury show up in the Frozone outfit?
No.
Absolutely.
No. All right, Sam's finally siding with me on this one, so yes.
That's, the first time I've ever sided with James.
He wouldn't be able to finish
it. Just happened, three times, so we gotta hold on to it. It's like this in the Lego movie.
Yeah, it's the Lego movie. And now it's Snowpiercer.
Going back to this year.
So, there's Captain Marvel for May 6th,
is that The Rock? Who's The Rock? The Rock, Shazam. Is Shazam Captain Marvel? Is that the same person?
No, it's really confusing. It's a good thing DC decided to go with Shazam.
The
Rock is not involved in the Marvel universe.
So this Captain Marvel is a woman named Carol Danvers.
Oh, it is a woman.
Yeah.
It's a female-led movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was about to bring that up. All right.
Yeah, which she's an Air Force pilot. She got her powers from
Captain Marvel. Always
known as Mar-Vel.
No.
Captain Marvel the super boobs one?
No.
That's Power Girl.
That's
Power Girl.
That's the
Power Girl. Here, I'll send a picture. I'll pull up a picture of Captain Marvel.
I got it. I got you.
I will say this much, and I said, I'll give them credit for having a female-led film. Personally speaking, I don't get why. I never got why people cheered for Captain Marvel film. I don't find her an interesting character. And I feel like it was like they just kind of went through Marvel's Rolodex of female characters to see who they had access to. Once you get rid of the X-Women, there isn't a ton of interesting Marvel females to me.
I think she's interesting.
Who's her rogues gallery? What is she about? Like, I'm used to her.
That's the thing, though.
This is kind of the cyborg announcement to me, where it's like, oh, it's great that you're doing this. I don't know why you're doing
it. That's the thing, though. It's the same thing that Doctor Strange is going to kind of run into, I guess, to a lesser extent, Black Panther. It's like, who all can they use as villain?
Well, I mean, Doctor Strange has a rogues gallery, and
Does he?
Well, he has Dormammu. Okay,
Do they have anyone besides that guy?
A giant demon dragon thingy would be awesome.
Pretty sure Cthulhu is trademarked.
I'm pretty sure Cthulhu is public domain. I'm 99% sure.
Anyway.
Yes, so I'm happy that they're finally doing a female-led film. I mean, that and Black Panther film, because those were two of their giant spots that people were hammering them over the head with.
You're right, we should do Captain Marvel.
And
what's this girl look like? Y'all got to keep sending me pictures for these actors that I've never heard of.
They never announced an actress for her.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's the
only character they announced for Black Panther.
For some reason, everyone's Katie Sackhoff, and what the hell is up with everyone wanting Katie Sackhoff for literally everything?
I think it's because comic fans who worry about fan casting don't have. I'm trying to find a way to make this not sound super elitist.
They don't
really watch that much outside of genre material, so they don't really think of actors that are within the sci-fi fantasy superhero.
You're right, that's why you gotta be careful, James.
You're taking shots right across our target audience.
I'll take some target shots. Let me do this right now. So I guess this is most obvious. than the casting of Doctor Strange, because you know, if that is true, I feel like part of that is just so they can, like, corner the Tumblr market.
If Star Trek never happened, I'd agree with you completely. Because of Star Trek, you get a little bit of leeway. Like, he was the main bad guy in the most recent Star Trek movie, which makes him...
I will say this much. I also think that a lot of fan casting, right or wrong, doesn't necessarily go on ability or skill. It's usually
It's just what they look like. Yeah,
it's really what they look like.
It totally is.
It's like, not like Hollywood has makeup or anything they can fix.
Yeah, that's the thing that drives me nuts, especially when, like, oh, they don't have the right haircut. Haircut is the easiest problem in Hollywood.
I remember, like, the DC, like, static thing. Apparently they were going for Jane Smith. I'm just like, there are plenty of other young black guys besides Jane Smith.
Y'all may have addressed already, and you probably did. Did they introduce Thanos at the beginning of Avengers 1, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his storyline won't get finished until 2019.
Okay, yeah. They teased him at the end of Avengers.
Yeah.
But you still don't. I mean, sure, he was in Guardians of the Galaxy, but that is a very long time to stretch out one character.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully the payoff is worth it. I mean, they do seem to have a game plan, and it really does seem I assume Phase 3 is going to be out of his build up, but it might get monotonous with him kind of always showing up at the end or in the background.
Yeah,
it's the Xenatos Gambit. I don't know if you've ever heard that term before.
Where it's from, like every block.
That's why you'll need me on this podcast.
Isn't it every loss?
You're like the common person who gets brought into the big space adventure, so we have something to explain.
Yeah, I'm the girl in Inception.
Exactly.
You're
Ellen Page? Oh my god.
That's who that was?
Yeah.
Who did you think it was?
I haven't seen Inception in a long time. I only saw it once, didn't care to see it again.
You have Ellen Page.
It was a good movie, but I never watched it twice.
You have Ellen Page hair.
I didn't know who Ellen Page was when I watched Inception.
You have a pretty face.
Okay.
Okay, so after Captain Marvel.
So the point is, Captain Marvel, she's pretty cool. She's got a dog. She's good with kids.
She has a cat, too.
Wait,
she has a cat? I thought Chewie was a dog.
No, she has a cat.
Oh, does she have a cat?
Yeah.
Fuck, you're right. Never mind. I'm sorry. She has a cat. She has a cat. She's good with kids. She flies planes. She shoots energy beams out of her hand. I'm just happy that they're going to be a bunch of little girls who are, like, happy because they get a superhero.
I'm so excited.
Their very own.
Well, I mean, they get two. They get Wonder Woman the year before.
That's true.
But, I mean, they get Wonder Woman as done by Zack Snyder, so that can go either way.
Well, Zack Snyder's not directing Wonder Woman.
He's directing Dawn of Justice and Justice League. That don't have
to happen. What's in humans?
I'm getting no Beatles.
Humans is basically X-Men, but without the mutant
rule. I was about to say, it's X-Men in space.
And there's a space dog.
It's X-Men without the cool people.
I don't get the point of announcing an Inhumans movie. I don't like it at all. But basically, once Marvel lost the rights to the X-Men films, they kind of pushed the Inhumans as the new mutant. And I guess this is their way of trying, okay, we can't have the X-Men, so just try to bring...
Was that the word they used Was that the word they used for mutants? I remember they had a special word for mutant. I can't remember what the word was.
It was Miracles or Gifts.
Yeah, Miracles.
Baron von Strucker at the end of Winter.
Yeah,
he calls it the Age of Miracles.
Yeah, okay. So
I think the theory is that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is doing, like, this thing where there's a map to, where Coulson is drawing a map to something, and that is going to somehow tie into the Inhumans.
And I'm going to say no.
Because
I will eat my hat if Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is still on the air in fall of 2018.
I would also be surprised with that because A, it's a several-year gap, and B, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is not doing very well. Like, quality-wise, I think they've made a dramatic, like, turnaround in season 2. Like, I gave up on season 1 really quickly, but season 2 is actually pretty good.
Yeah, season 2 is really fun.
Yeah.
But as far as I don't care because I watched the first 5 episodes of season 1
As far as TV longevity, you're right. It's like a huge gamut, which they need to be super sure about unless they port it over to Netflix.
I mean, they've got the money to keep doing it, to be fair.
But at some point, I assume ABC's probably... It's not helping them. Like, I assume it's going to get some goodwill because Disney does own ABC.
But do you think it will continue to exist in some form?
No.
I think it could go digital.
It might go digital, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
And we'll see with Avengers 2. right now, I don't see it being a two-way street. There's no reason for it to be a two-way street.
Like, I think for any... coming out the same time while Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. are still running, I think it would have to be effectively in its sixth season. Or, like, at the very least, if you want to just end with is struggling to keep its audience, that's just not very likely to happen.
Yeah, it's not. It's doing better than ABC's other Tuesday shows, but it's not doing great. And like I said, if it's still on the air in the fall of 2018, I'd be surprised as hell. ABC must be desperate as hell. That said, the other thing is, I just think it's way too much of an investment for people to watch that movie. Nobody's going to expect you to watch like 100-hour TV to be the prologue for this film. It's just not. It's the same reason I was against DC connecting the TV and movie first, because it's just too much of a commitment. Like right now, you're watching, what, 10 movies in Phase 2 to get to the end of Avengers? Phase 3, I should say. Like, are you expected to watch TV that they don't even stream right now? It's not on Hulu, it's not on Netflix.
Who knows?
So yeah, I think that's I think people want Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to be important, and I think at some point people, like I said, we'll see when Avengers 2 come out. We've had 3 Marvel films come out since Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. started, and none of them tied into the show, and I don't see that changing.
Yeah, I think it's best for the show to just work the hardest it can to try and forge its own identity. Like, I think that is the best thing for it in the long term.
Yeah. Ideally, they would cancel it and focus on their other shows. This came out during the Q&A segment, but like right now they don't have any plans to bring like their Netflix shows into the cinematic universe. And
I think they confirmed that a while ago.
Yeah, well, I mean, they reiterated it. I mean, still kind of hold out hope, like, oh, we're going to get Daredevil on the big screen. They kind of tease you, like, oh, we might do it. But
so basically,
right now,
they're part of the universe, but they're not really interacting with it.
Yeah, they're small scale.
Which is how I think they should do it.
Yeah, and I think part of if Captain Marvel is a good enough success, they might try and do Ms. Marvel through Netflix and sort of, like, feel her out that way.
What, you mean like Kamala Khan?
Yeah.
I think that is unlikely for her to get her a standalone thing, just because she's only been running for, what, 6 issues now?
Well, I'm saying when Captain Marvel the movie comes out, though.
Well, yeah, but we have things in front of us. Let's not talk about hypotheticals that might happen in 6 years.
That's what this entire thing is based on.
No, this is based on things they announced. If they happen, whatever. Like saying, okay, if Captain Marvel does well, they might do a Netflix series on it. Now that's just a lot of leap of faith right there. Like, I mean, so far they haven't really transitioned any of the success of the movies into the small screen. I mean, like we mentioned, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. started off really well, and then it plummeted. I mean, if you look at where Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. started in its premiere, I think it was, what, 13 million? It now averages about 4.5, 5 maybe?
Yeah, basically at some point they need to cash in one of their, tag in one of the Movieverse characters for a cameo just to be like, oh no guys, the show's actually good now.
Yeah,
please,
but that
come back.
I was about to say, that didn't help with, because Nick Fury was in the season finale.
Yeah, but the show wasn't good in season 1. Okay, fell off pretty quickly.
It got better. And I think I thought that was funny too, because like tonight, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for recording on Tuesday, it was originally supposed to have the Age of Ultron trilogy, and then that got pushed when they leaked it, and they had an additional footage. But here's the thing, and I understand why, but they're like, oh, we're gonna show you a brand new Age of Ultron trilogy. I'm like,
I'll be completely honest, I actually forgot that they were still doing that just because of the news today and my own just lack of remembering.
Yes. Yeah, okay. And, okay, I get that's good. You get eyes on it, people watch it. Here's the thing that didn't make sense to me. Next week.
Yeah, that's
so
weird.
It's like, oh, you got people to watch, and then you don't give them the show the next week. That's just dumb follow-up.
They do weird things like that.
Just like, I think some people pointed out, like, tying it into Winter Soldier, the episode, like, the very, day or two after Winter Soldier, that was a bad idea. since
it was heavily dependent on you seeing it the immediate weekend.
Yeah, and I imagine it also led to a lot of people maybe DVRing it until they had seen the movie, which then, of course, does not go into tracking the ratings. So.
Well, it does go into tracking, but, I mean, it does really well, and it does better, and it's like IFPS 3, IFPS 7 ratings. But, like, when it is, that's why I said, if anything, I can see it continuing as it did. Like, it makes sense to be, like, a digital series, because, and I think this is, I mean, it's probably who we are. That's a lot of comic book shows. Gotham does similar things, where Gotham does okay when it airs, but it does a lot better when people watch it on DVR or on demand or something like that. Stuff like that. The TV shows aren't part of Marvel. Like, it's weird because it's part of the umbrella, but they don't count it the same. I think that he said, Kevin, whatever his name is, said as much during the Q&A that he's not in charge of the TV first, so like he doesn't have any say in that. I think that's Jeff Jobe's apartment.
Ugh.
Yes.
can we just move on then?
Oh.
Okay.
So after Inhumans, there's Avengers Infinity War, Infinity War Part 2 for May.
And that's 3rd, when they 2019. That's when they cash in all those big contracts with people who haven't done it. That's when we're gonna have our last Tony Stark, like Robert Downey Jr.'s Tony Stark, our last Chris Hemsworth Thor.
And I bet that's when we're gonna get like the Guardians Avengers crossover. Like Part 1 is going to end with the Guardians coming to Earth through the Avengers meeting the Guardians, and then Part 2 is them teaming up.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much what we're going to get. I will say, I don't want to turn this into a DC versus Marvel thing, but this is the most interesting one for me, because if the schedules keep, right now we are set to have an Avengers and Justice League film 5 weeks apart.
Oh, really?
You know what?
When is Justice League Part 2 coming?
I think it's June 2019.
Okay. Wait, is it officially called Justice League Part 2, or is that just what people are naming it?
That's just I don't think any of these have official names yet.
Yeah, like they just said second. I think it's just basically second Justice League movie.
Okay, well, no, because I read somewhere it's like Justice League Part 1 and then Justice League Part 2, and I was very surprised. Like,
I think the press release calls it Part 1 and Part 2.
Okay.
But I feel like it's going to... Well, I mean, it's going to be different from the Avengers, where I do think it's going to be the full Justice League in both films. I think they are going to be connected with... The way rumors is like the first one has Darkseid, and then it ends with like Green Lantern showing up and saying like there's a bigger dude coming to town, and that's supposed to be Darkseid for Part 2.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say it's like who's bigger than Darkseid anyway?
You mean Brainiac?
Is he? I'm not kidding.
Warner Brothers might move it back just a month. Like, okay, no matter what, like with a month separating them, yes, that's enough that Avengers 3 Part 2 could still make an obscene amount of money, and then Justice League 2 could still make an obscene amount of money. So at that point, they're not running into each other, really.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's not even a competition. I just think from a comic book fan standpoint, that's just really exciting that one summer we're going to have an Avengers team up and a Justice League team up literally a month
and a half. And I really hope both of them are good.
I want all these movies to be good. I mean, except for Cyborg, because I don't want a Cyborg movie.
Nor do I, but we're getting one. We're getting an Inhuman movie, too. I don't want that either, who knows?
Earl, let's be honest. Do you really think that they're just using Cyborg because that's, like, their black cash-in movie?
No, I don't. I don't.
Or that they're trying to, like, work in, like, the nostalgia factor?
The what?
I
don't think there is a nostalgia.
Well, I mean, for people who watch Teen Titans,
I don't think enough of those people. I think that's a marketable audience.
Yeah, I honestly think that their plan is. It's weird when people say this, but their plan's simple. They have a Justice League film, and then everybody on the team gets a solo film. I mean, it's a simple strategy. If it works, we'll see.
And you're not gonna have a Justice League without a black person.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
every full superhero has a black sidekick.
Iron
Man, Captain America, two of them.
I was going to say, Justice League and the Avengers were pretty white for a while.
That's true. I just mean, like, in movies. Like, if they do it again, they'll probably get angry at them, so.
Oh, yeah, I was surprised. I mean, they could have solved that by just making, like, having Jon Stewart be the Green Lantern.
They could have done a lot of things, but they didn't.
Well, we don't know. I mean, we don't know who the Green Lantern is yet.
No, I'm saying, like, in the past, they could have done a lot of things, but
I guess,
they didn't.
want to steer this toward actual kind of things. So one thing I think was odd about this press release is that they didn't announce any like of the, any of the creative talent. Like, they didn't announce any of the
I'm guessing that it's all either finalized or they just have don't have like a good like picking list yet.
Yeah, I think
in
Most of them. They didn't announce the creative team
So they didn't say who's
basically
writing
anything past Guardians.
Yeah.
So why was it today, too? Is there any significance to today, or are they just like, hey,
no.
Press conference? So,
I'm guessing they only recently finalized some of the contract deals,
I think part of it's reaction to DC, and I think part of it is that they did, because, I mean, they said they wanted to do some of this at San Diego, and I was going to say, I kind of pissed off at both of them, because we just had New York Comic Con, DC announced their stuff 2 days after it, and Marvel was like, well, wait 2 weeks and announce it.
Really do that 2 days after?
Yeah, it was like the Comic Con ended that Sunday and like Tuesday. Like, oh, here's our 10 movies.
Yeah, they did like an investor call though, right?
Yeah,
yeah. Which that's weird. Why didn't they just do that? Like, because wouldn't their investors seen it like over the weekend?
Well, I assume it's the same thing here, where probably stuff didn't come into place until the last moment. I'm actually kind of curious about this because both of them have kind of announced their lineup for the next 6 years. So now, what do we have? Like, what do they have to kind of dick wave about? I guess casting announcements?
Yeah.
Because, like, we know all the movies. It's not like you can go to San Diego. We got a new Avengers film coming out. Like, yeah, we know. You kind of told us that already.
Right.
There's something you go to be San that Diego, audience you get excited trailers. When you assemble literally... Yeah. Like for Infinity War Part 2, there's going to be excitement when you assemble probably every Marvel character up at that point of major importance is just going to be up on that stage, and then everyone dies and they never actually get to see the movies. Because they're just dead, because their brains exploded, because they're excited.
Dead. I guess if you're there, I'm just talking about from the people, like, the majority of people who don't actually go to these shows, a lot of it's going to be like, oh, footage you can't see. It's like there aren't going to be a ton of announcements. Like, you know, that's kind of, it's like E3 if everybody told you the games ahead of time, and you got to play them at E3, but for most people that would be kind of boring, because what's the point? That said, it is an exciting lineup. They fixed their biggest weak.
Which of these are you looking forward to the most?
Of these, I am looking forward to the most.
Just like pick three. I guess that's a good
Guardians
number.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I literally just said pick three, Sam.
Okay. Just before while you folks think about this, I do want
to
say one thing about Captain America.
To be completely honest, as a non-comic fan looking at this list, none of these are. Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say As much as I mean, I like that they're getting Robert Downey Jr. I like Captain America 2 a lot, and it feels like Tony, this will be different because it has to be. And I'm hoping they don't drop all the threads they started with Cap 2 with like Bucky and Hydra, because I don't know which film Hydra would fit into.
Funny to tell, I think they're working Hydra and the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff. Like, basically what they're doing is fighting off Hydra, investigating all sorts of stuff like that.
Yeah, but I feel like that's... Oh, we'll see. It's just that...
Maybe they're saving it for the Serpent Society movie.
Maybe they are.
Or the Punisher movie.
But yes, of the three, I would say it would be Guardians of the Galaxy 2, of course, Captain America, Civil War, and I guess technically Avengers... Part 3.1 and 3.2.
Yeah, let's just lump those into one movie to make it easier.
Okay, so Avengers Infinity War.
See, I'm the same way. I'm not a comic book fan. None of these other new names mean anything to me. And although I like the Thor movie, I didn't like it as much as Guardians of the Galaxy and stuff. So I'm most excited for the ones that I know were good.
Yeah.
And I wasn't as big of a Captain. Like, I liked Cap 2, so I'll say that is my number 3. But I'm not, like, super, super excited for it.
Yeah, it's... I think that... And again, they know the audience. I think this is a very... this was kind of really aimed at comic fans. Because a lot of people are going to see this, and they're going, like, they don't know what Civil War means. They don't know what Ragnarok means. They don't know what Infinity War means. But comic fans are like, you know, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we're getting this on the big screen. And
do you notice that... Hang on.
I was going to say, if you have an affinity for that stuff, it's cool, but a lot of this stuff is just, like, it's names right now, and it's names of properties that I don't necessarily... Like, Thor. Like I said, I'm not a huge Thor fan based off of these movies. Hemsworth is good in the role. The films aren't that interesting.
Do you notice that Ant-Man's the only one that says based on the comic book on it?
Yeah, I think that's because it's the closest one.
Okay. I thought that was pretty funny.
I'm sorry for Ant-Man.
Okay, yeah, wait, I don't... Do you think Ant-Man does bad? Do you think that could possibly change the plans for these?
No, because I think they're basically... I think they're sort of lying at how Guardians at first, they basically set it distant off at, like, separate enough for the universe so that if it didn't do well, it wouldn't affect the plans. And then if it does, then they can tie him in more.
Yeah. Do you think that superhero movies are going to become the new Guitar Hero?
No.
Because they all go for different feels and they're on different tones.
Well, I was going to say...
Well, not all of them, some of them.
Yeah,
There's only so many different tones you can do, though.
Well, there's a ton of tones you can do.
I don't think we're getting any...
Some tones they're going to do that appeal to the largest number of audiences.
Yeah, we tend to get good guys versus bad guys, heroes versus villains, and that's pretty much cut and dry. Like, you don't get a lot of genre pieces in this.
I don't think we're going to see the Breaking Bad equivalent movie form in any of these movies.
It's one of the reasons I like something like X-Men First Class. It was a period piece. It was kind of different from your typical good guys versus bad guys.
Yeah, or like the James Mangold's Wolverine, where it's basically, okay, fuck saving the world. How about we just focus on this one character and the things that only matter to him? You know what happened? Pretty fucking good movie.
Yeah, I expect of the movies that are announced, I expect something like that from the Suicide Squad. I expect that to be I think the director went on record saying he wants it to be like the Dirty Dozen.
And yeah, David Ayer who just came off Fury.
Yeah, so that's going to be something different. Guardians are something different, but I do feel like with Guardians 2, especially being that how successful it is, I feel like that's going to be tied more
into
the first proper.
And now all the humor is going to sneak into everything else.
Well, they already have all the humor. It just didn't end as well with everything else. On paper, I think the Fantastic Four sounds like they're trying to do something different.
I forgot that.
Yeah,
everybody.
Not necessarily something people want to see.
It's so weird that they never showed anything at Comic-Con for that movie.
They never showed anything.
Right.
They literally have shown nothing.
The only thing that's happened is that, like, leaked picture of a bust of the thing. Like, or that there's been nothing. It's just bizarre.
It's weird. I mean, at this rate, if rumors are true, we're going to see footage from Batman v Superman before we see the Fantastic Four. And that's out 6 months after the Fantastic Four.
Right. This is so weird.
I mean, granted, it's also extremely early to show Batman v Superman.
Yeah, that's already been a fucking teaser
for The Hateful Eight, and that's not until December of next year.
Yeah,
granted, the teaser was just a bunch of title cards if you made the mistake of seeing Sin City, but still.
I would like to announce to everybody that I just got in the mail a dog tag that says the real Slim Shady on it.
I would like to announce to everybody that I am actually the new Doctor Strange. We begin filming on Friday.
Cool.
In your backyard, right? In your fan fiction?
Yeah.
Why aren't fan fiction movies more of a thing?
Because most of them involve Benedict Cumberbatch or some other white guy.
We can make this happen.
I know some people.
I deleted my Tumblr account.
I am
proud of myself.
Are you though?
Good on you.
Yes, very proud of myself.
I still say that we should do another fan fiction podcast.
I will say this much. I think they do a decent enough job spreading these out. I think the worst period is going to be the summer of 2018, because in the span of 4 weeks, we have Captain Marvel, a Fox X-Men movie they haven't named yet, and then we have Aquaman, all within the span of
Fox one's gonna flinch like a mother.
Yeah, I think it might move, but I think other than that, there's a pretty decent.
Presence depends on how well Apocalypse does. Which if it,
but it's not
well,
an X-Men movie though.
X-Men and Apocalypse?
No, I'm saying the Fox movie isn't an X-Men one, is it?
No, it is. I mean, that's what he's saying.
They don't have any other properties.
They have
rights. X-Men or Fantastic Four?
No, they're the ones who have Fantastic Four.
No, wait. Yeah. Fox also has that one guy.
But yeah, I mean, yep. I assume. I mean,
Hancock.
The rights
for Namor went back to Disney.
Did it? I thought it was still. Isn't it at Gainsgate?
No one cares about Namor.
Yeah. Anyhow,
Namor went back to Disney. I'm 90% sure.
Yeah, but it would depend because right now, I mean, based on the schedule and how they do it, this would be an X-Men proper film. And X-Men Days of Future Past did remarkably well. It was the second highest film of the
year. It was okay.
Well, I mean, it did better. It, the only film that did better than it this year was Guardians of the Galaxy.
I liked it more than Captain 2.
If anything,
you're wrong, Sam.
If anything, based on it, I would imagine that Captain Marvel would be the one that necessarily might flinch, even though Marvel probably wouldn't.
Or probably Aquaman.
Nah. Aquaman I can see flinching. I can't see Captain Marvel flinching just because Marvel has, for lack of a better term, they have high ground.
But no, not with X. Not with the X-Men brand.
I'm just saying, like in general, not even the whole branding thing. I just feel like now.
But that's my point, though. It's not X-Men is a huge brand, and it did better than Cap, and it did better than I guess Spider-Man. But that was a disaster for a lot of people. So
Spider-Man was this year.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I knew it was this year.
Yeah, but I think X-Men coming out right after Captain Marvel would cut her eggs off, especially being.
I didn't realize Deadpool was Fox.
Yeah.
He's X-Men, right?
Yeah, they're going to tie him into the X-Men universe somehow.
Well, he's an X-Men. I mean, it's not... I found it weird that people...
Is he, though?
Yes.
Oh, hey, guys. Chronicle is Fox.
Yeah, we knew that.
That's why they hired the guy to do... That guy to do Fantastic Four.
That's a good point.
That is literally the reason why they hired him.
Yeah, it's weird that people were... Like, it was news articles that Fox is going to tie Deadpool into the X-Men universe. I'm like, he's a mutant.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that he was classified as a mutant, though.
He is. He comes from the same experiment as Wolverine.
I didn't know that he was a mutant, yeah.
I thought that he was, like, in that gray area.
Yes, Fox also owns the Jumper property. That lucrative Jumper property.
Oh, Jumper.
You mean the thing that killed Hayden Christensen's career?
I think
Star Wars
killed his career.
Yeah.
They also own my super ex-girlfriend. Ooh. Actually, that movie wasn't that bad.
Aren't
they
doing
Extraordinary Gentlemen?
Oh,
Elektra. Do they own Daredevil? Or do they
get
that back?
No.
Daredevil's getting a TV show. Okay. Well, they used to own Daredevil.
Is that something you would want to advertise, though?
I mean, you know what? Without the knowledge of the internet in 2003, I didn't hate the Daredevil movie.
I didn't hate it either. I'm just saying.
Elektra's
like,
a pile of garbage.
I'm just saying, looking at it now, though.
I don't think the Daredevil's offense is really bad. I've seen terrible.
It is okay.
Okay, yeah. It's not a good. It's kind of a bad movie, but it's got good stuff in it. Colin Farrell is one of them.
The property though is considering how good Marvel. I mean, obviously Marvel has it back now, right? Or is it DC? I don't know where Daredevil is.
It's Marvel.
Okay.
Yeah, he's one of the. He's like the first Netflix TV show because they've already got that cast and have been filming it.
I will just say this much, and Sam does bring up a good point. I think, he mentioned this earlier with the Earl goes.
Everybody remember that Earl said Sam brings up a good point.
But I was going to say, it is one of those things where, like, we sit here and we debate it a lot, but most people don't actually know who's Marvel and who's DC. And I think for a lot of them, because, you know, everybody's like comic book properties are going to implode with all of these releases and stuff. And it's not going to come down to Warner or Marvel. It's going to come down to properties because people are going to gravitate to things they know.
And if you don't believe me, look up Superhero Wedding Theme. And you'll see a whole lot of, like, that's the thing that I've looked up in the past few weeks.
We should get someone who has no knowledge of comics. So Sam, one of your friends, and just like quiz them, play this game called like Marvel or DC.
I'm perfectly fine with being the cool guy of this group. So continue.
I mean, I don't know about cool guys,
but no. I mean, it's honest. I mean, I guess it's different for me because I take public transportation. But I've been on commutes with like teenagers and stuff like that, talking about these films. And to some people, it's just a comic book movie. It's like they don't. Yeah, like, Batman could be in the Avengers, or you know, Spider-Man can show up in the Justice League. Because to them, there is no distinction between what's DC and what's Marvel.
So here's another thing. Even to me, they're kind of all comic book movies. Like,
well, they are all
comic. I know, but I'm saying I don't have an attachment to one brand over the other.
I think to a lot of people, it's because we don't tend to have things like this. Like, you don't necessarily like a TV show. The TV show, you don't say, okay, this is a Disney TV show and this is a, you know, this is a Fox TV show. It's never going to show up on the same channel or something. It's weird that, yeah, because they're all kind of in the same family, and especially now with Marvel and stuff, they cross over all the time. A lot of people don't think of them as, okay, this is Marvel, this is DC. You know Batman, you know Superman, you know Spider-Man, you know Iron Man, you know Captain America. You don't know where they come from. So yes, if it doesn't promote, it's not going to be on a company basis. It's going to be on a film property, and
yeah,
it's going
it'll
be
all superhero movies.
Yeah, it's going to be stuff like, I imagine, it'll be stuff like Aquaman, it'll be stuff like Captain Marvel, it'll be stuff like the Inhumans. Stuff that people have no real fondness for. It's going to be Cyborg. It's going to be stuff people have no real fondness
for. Oh my god, no, stick with me on this. Okay, so what if they announce like a Beast Boy movie?
What if, in the future, all movies are superhero movies?
At this rate.
That would be a bummer. See, that's the thing, like, as much as some people do complain about the overabundance of superhero movies, guess what? It's not stopping all the awesome, exciting stuff from coming out.
Right.
Like,
well, I mean, this is an awesome,
superhero
exciting
movie this year.
Also, this is nothing compared to, like, how much people jerk off over old TV franchises. Like,
well, wait a minute. Do you really think that the amount of money that Disney and Warner Brothers are putting into superhero movies isn't stopping other films from getting made?
No.
Maybe, but, okay, it's stopping other franchise movies, like, but, like, the money that they're spending on this, like, it didn't stop Snowpiercer from getting made.
They're just taking
Gone
movies
Girl,
that could be other
again,
movies.
For Grand Theft Auto Hotel. Right, but that's the thing. Like, they would have spent... It's not like they would have taken these $200 million and said, hey, Martin Scorsese, here, go make a dozen more movies. Like, this was always going to be the big blockbuster franchises.
Yeah,
they're
but
gonna make your blockbuster franchises,
but we're
hey,
getting to a future.
Hero who's trying to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're getting
that
to a future.
Blockbuster.
We're getting to a future to where every blockbuster is going to be a superhero movie.
But I don't necessarily think that's true. I mean, there are
not
other companies.
Not every, but most.
No, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. But even within Warner, they're doing like the Harry Potter stuff. They're doing the Lego stuff.
Yeah.
You know, Disney has Star Wars.
I mean, like, action movies. Like,
they still have Mission Impossible and The Hunger Games.
You'll still get stuff like that. I mean, just kind of looking at what Warner put out this year. They put out the Lego Movie. They put out Winter's Tale. They put out 300.
How's
they put out Winter's Tale.
They're monopolizing all the good directors.
Edge of fucking Tomorrow.
They put out Veronica Mars. They put out Godzilla. They put out Edge of Tomorrow. They put out Jersey Boy.
You mean Live, Die, Repeat?
Yes, Live, Die, Repeat.
The really good Tom Cruise, Emily Blunt movie.
Yeah, Live, Die, Repeat.
To be fair, I don't remember the last time I haven't liked a Tom Cruise movie. It's been bad.
When did Night and Day come out?
That was a while ago.
Was he in Night and Day or was he in Killers?
Night and Day bad? I can't. He was in Night and Day. I just can't remember.
I have no idea.
Okay, well, no, I can remember.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
yeah, Warner Bros. Is releasing all these super movies, but you know what else is coming out later this year? Inherent Vice. They're funding the new Paul Thomas Anderson movie and giving it a full wide release.
What?
These franchise movies do not stop the exciting artists from making.
Actually, you can talk about exciting art. I'm not talking about art. I'm talking about other blockbusters.
I was about to say, it actually helps in some cases because we're getting something like Interstellar and we got something like Inception because of Nolan's work on the Batman films.
Right, and I don't.
We're getting Jupiter Ascending because of the Matrix films.
And a lot of drugs.
Fuck. Yes, Jupiter Ascending.
That movie does look like someone took a bunch of drugs while playing Mass Effect and watching Star Wars.
Yeah. But I mean,
I don't know what Jupiter Ascending is, but you kind of just sold me.
It's
so.
the Wachowski siblings.
Oh, are they still any good at directing?
We'll find out.
we'll find out.
Well, I love their last
I feel like they made something
go
with them,
probably.
What were the last two movies, James?
The Matrix.
Speed Racer and Cloud Atlas.
Oh, God.
I have Speed Racer.
You didn't see either,
I'm much
did you?
Less excited for this movie now. I saw Cloud Atlas. I'm much less excited for this movie now.
Did you see Speed Racer?
I did not see Speed Racer.
Did anybody see Speed Racer?
Do I need to see Speed Racer?
Oh, yeah. Speed Racer! I absolutely love Speed Racer.
You love
Speed Racer is
right.
One of the best blockbusters. It's certainly one of the most underappreciated blockbusters
it
in
is,
a long time.
If nothing else, it's a visual treat. It is beautiful in the eyes.
I do not believe either of you.
I feel like
I lumped
the category of the Dragon Ball Evolution was in my head just because it made live action.
No, it's actually really good.
Okay.
Yeah. I own it on Blu-ray. I will not kid you. I love this movie. It's fantastic.
I still don't believe it.
Like, Film Critic Cult just wrote a giant essay on it a couple months back about, hey, you want to know why Speed Racer is awesome? Here you go.
Yeah. Anyhow, we're way off subject.
I don't like the people who say that, you know, it's like, oh, there's so many superhero movies. There's too many.
I do have one thing to add to the complaints that I think is reasonable. It's less that I think there's too many and more that I think the movie, the movie blogging conversation is too focused on them, particularly in terms of just the anticipation stuff. It's like,
well, see,
I like to talk about getting excited for these things, but, you know, You know, we could write more recipes about the actual movies we've actually seen. Like, you know, all those things we can actually talk about
it. Mind that. I hate the fact that everything has to be framed in this war. And then what happens?
Well, that's another thing. But my thing is like, people will say that, but then, you know, it's like we live in a culture where we basically celebrate stuff from like the 60s. We're literally about to celebrate like the 10-year anniversary of Halo.
I mean, it's not from the 60s, so you made quite a leap there. But again,
but you get what I'm saying. Though. It's like we're already.
Just
like,
we actually celebrated the 10th anniversary of Halo like 3 years ago.
Exactly,
I know,
right?
Halo 2, but like,
yeah, okay.
We already celebrate nostalgia enough, so this really isn't any different.
So I thought of Ape. Oh, go on.
That's not necessarily celebrating nostalgia. I do think there is something to be said about looking back and reexamining things in the context of the current day environment and its impact.
Yeah, but much of media these days is like just looking back without like realizing what worked. Or it's like living in that era of rose-tinted glasses. That's what Kickstarter is based off of.
I think that's what James is saying, is that he wants something deeper than like, oh, remember how awesome this was, or remember how terrible the future is going to be.
So I have a question.
You want people to have some type of deeper insight into these things other than like, oh, this is great for Marvel, this is terrible for DC, this is great for DC, this is terrible for Marvel. That's not commentary, that's literally just inciting a war.
Yeah, like, I don't like it when the conversation on a movie ends when it comes out. I like seeing the movie to be the beginning of the conversation about it.
I think we mentioned this before. Kyle Bossman has a role on The Final Bossman, is he doesn't like to talk about games in the past tense because they still exist. And then that's true. Movies still exist. It's not like once you see it, the movie stopped existing. Like, oh yeah, Man of Steel was terrible. Man of Steel was great. Man of Steel is. It still exists in that
Man of Steel
form.
Man of Steel is an okay movie.
Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, the point is the movie still exists. It's not like it's not like the movie stopped existing once you saw it.
Quick question: y'all read comic books, right? Does that mean y'all know basically how every Marvel or superhero movie is going to end before it ends?
Well, I mean, we know how they're going to end because the good guy wins.
Right.
Yeah, we know how they're going to end because they have to maintain the franchise.
The problem I was thinking of with superhero movies is you know certain characters won't ever die.
Well, we have we have general ideas on what's going to happen, but nothing like rock solid.
Yeah, like there haven't been many direct adaptations of storylines.
Right,
so.
Right. But even
it's just storylines that are melded together.
Knowing that certain characters are going to live makes movies slightly less.
Yeah,
creative freedom.
Sometimes it does the Harry Potter thing where like it kind of follows the script, and then it does like the Game of Thrones or Walking Dead thing, where just like completely veers off the track.
I will say this much to your point. It's not necessarily knowing what's going to happen to these characters because you don't expect the heroes to die. I do hate when and I'm using Marvel because they have more movies that do this, when they kind of use death as a cheap trick.
Yeah.
And
completely. Like, Star Trek also.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess because like, they did it with Nick Fury this year. They've done it with Agent Coulson. They've done it with Pepper. So this whole, like, haha, he's not dead.
But some of those I never, just me personally, I never expected to, like, actually die.
Oh, no,
like,
no.
I wasn't watching Iron Man 3 being like, oh my god, they're totally going to kill Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, no, and that's kind of, that's my point, though. It's like when death becomes, like when you don't, it's the problem with comic books. Like, nobody ever takes the death seriously. Oh, Damian Wayne died. When is he coming back?
Uncle Ben died. Hello. He's never come. That's a lie.
Except for he, like, is in half that Spider-Man movie, right?
That's a lie. Uncle Ben has come
flashbacks.
Back before.
Everybody's come back. I mean,
but the point is, you want to know what movie I'm most excited about? The one I most recently saw. Like, that's sort of becoming a rule. It's like, the movie I'm most excited about is the one I just saw that I'm best equipped to talk about.
Fury was pretty good.
It's kind of funny. That's the same thing
there was a lot of good stuff in Fury.
Right. Like, James and I agree again.
Yeah, it happens once in a while.
We're going to end on that note, then.
Yep, that's a good note to end on.
I have...
All right, well, thank you, Earl. Thank you, Justin. Thank you, Sam.
What is happening?
Goodbye, America.
What is happening?